This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcastingnetwork.org, and it's September 17th, 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and this is the third live hour, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Thank you, everyone, for being here on Parker Pathways on the third live hour. I'm going to change the rhythm of the information because, as one of the callers pointed out, who said on their own, this is a momentous show. I try to make my programs to informative to you, and of course that's why the program has their donation button, which you can find on the homepage of RBN. All your particulars are there, and gives you the address to send a donation check to the program, not to the program, but the station, support to the station and the people that are there, including myself that are on the menu. And, there's a chart of the U.S. dollar index. And of course, when you look at the U.S. dollar index, you're hitting the road. The value of the index is running around $91.86. You got your high was $92.06. You had to close the change coming in 2 days ago, and the index goes back 40 years, and it's considered in investment and determination of value to be one of the most important charts in the world. And, of course, I devised the water index, which is being taken up by the commodity exchange. If you're having the value of water and the determination, you have 65-68% of the water in your body. And the death panel, an independent payment advisory board, has the virtual water as part of the concept of determining your metrics if you live or die. I've done the interviews with with Dr. Emanuel, and we'll devise the death panel. But the thing is, which was nicknamed by Sarah Palin, but it's the independent payment advisory board. It's within the confines of Health and Human Services. There are 198 agencies that are connected with the death panel, and also the way President Obama had it, you reported directly to him who lives and dies. And so the in the chart, the organization chart, and, of course, the Health and Human Services Director is in charge of the death panel if no one is appointed, which are 12 political appointees from off the street who know nothing about medicine. And, of course, there are political people who are interested in the economics of how the costs and how the payments and how the quality of care can be measured by a different parameter. Now, that all being said, I'm going to tell you, I decided a few minutes ago on the break that I'm going to do ahead of time, I was going to do another show, how taxes are going to be used on the global scale in determination as to who does live or die. And simply put, the new world on the global tax system is going to be based on design principles that are from really the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. And to have within the tax policy, you're going to be taxing, people will be taxed for water and food, but also for your excretions. In other words, I've been talking about this. What I was hoping is that the Senate and the other world court systems within the tort law, you notice there's no tort law. There's no attorney in the healthcare system. You notice that. Malpractice and the lobbyists own that. They protect that. That is a ceiling where the tax lawyers and where the tort lawyers get their cut. And so that's the truth of it. You know, if you have a complaint about it, why, then you go to them. You should have gone to them years ago. I can remember on RBN, on Parker Pathways, before this became law, before the health care law was not a little pet, was a law, it was a bill, and I gave you section after section to my audience. All of this I told you about. I exposed the MIT. My God, they had it on Fox. They presented it, you know, our modest little show. And then when they started to check in, they found out that I was a heavyweight. I don't want to be a heavyweight. I want to mind my own business. I want to live a life on a ranch, for God's sakes. I want to write my books and do my intellectual property valuation and be the hell left alone. But no, you know, you have clinical trials in managing the fact that you couldn't get tissues transplanted properly. And you had the blacks. You had the blacks complaining because they didn't get enough organ transplants, which is the biggest pile of crap you can have. They had the Health and Human Services change the zones in America so blacks would feel better about it. They think it's so damn special. Do you think for one goddamn reason, excuse me, I'm not supposed to say any curse words, but the hell with it. The whole thing comes down to the fact that you think when you go in an emergency room that somebody's asking what your skin color is? The only reason somebody asks your skin color is to find out if you have sickle cell anemia or if you have thalassemia major or minor, if you come from, you know, Spain or France or anything. You think that's all they care about. Your blood type's your blood type. What's wrong with you is what's wrong with you, and people are trying to save your life. And you've got the nerve to walk around and say, oh, the police are shooting people and everything. Well, if you're committing a crime, you know, and you've got a gun, what do you expect? I'm just saying. So that's all going to be built in to the touchy-feelies of the tax law. So that's going to be called, the first step is broadening the broad tax basis of the low tax rates. They're planning the world court. And with the Senate, is going to remove the tax expenditures that are what's called these redistributive goals. See, the redistributive goal is the determination of tax, which is based upon the fact of what you're worth, not what you're worth in money, but what you're worth in virtual worth, which has to do how much food you eat, what kind of water you have, what it takes to make, how much water do you take to make that product that you're going to be involved. And then to redefine the social security base. The second step that they're not telling you about is to take the overall tax system of the fiscal system and completely change it, where you have a tax and capital. In other words, you get a tax and capital and then take all the returns in an equitable way so as to give favoritism to the people that don't make any money at all. And then to introduce a strengthening of what's called the progressive beyond the personal income tax, and then take the horizontal equity to enhance vertical equity. When you take horizontal equity and change it within the tax system, what you're doing is taking a percentage of the metrics, which is called the strength of the curve. Now, the strength of the curve is the economy of scale, which I talk about in Chloramine Causes Health Damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, and you should be printing it and giving it to your friends, and don't worry about your flashback, because they're drinking it too. Any time that you have the process of the developmental system, sure, you can have ultraviolet light. Sure, you can have ozone. Sure, you can have, reverse osmosis. Sure, you can talk about the BS with the activated charcoal. Sure, you can talk about the internal technologies. I know them. I could have a whole show and a thing, and then your question would be, and legitimately so, well, what can I do to protect myself? Well, you can't. Because the state of the art is not up to speed yet. You're going to be taxed for the difference. And that's what the horizontal equity to enhance the vertical equity, which means that the process of developing the cost for the determination of your water use and how it's in your body will be a different tax and be placed on the people who have more money than you do. You ever heard that system before? It's called communism. Now, they're going to take that whole process and call the social system of the tax form, which is to strengthen those taxes between what is paid and the benefits received across the human life cycle. This is called the overall progression of the fiscal system for the tax system. Now, the providing of these adequate, compensations and relief to the losers of the pro-growth tax reform. In other words, if you invest in a new technology in another country and you miss the form, the government in this country will charge you $100,000 fine for not filing. Well, that's their business, I'm not complaining about that. They can charge $1 million if they want. That's not the point. The point is that taking the losers of a pro-growth tax reform and redistributing that means that you're taking away what the worth is of the person on the planet. Let's continue. Let's say the pre-tax behavior is to be changed by the behavior agency which President Obama put together. This is called aligning private and social costs and the returns through the tax reform. In other words, the idea of determining the social cost of what you do versus what you are. It's also incentivizing agents operating in the informal economy to become more formal. In other words, set up agencies which are open-faced. In other words, the idea of being able to tax in such a way to determination of what is earned but what is made. That means that you shift. See, this is bias in the patent law where they changed. That was President Obama's first act. His first act was to have the change of Thomas Jefferson out of the Constitution, that we have the first to file rather than the first to invent. Make it global. In other words, to make it out to someone in another country, they can file ahead of you, and it's legal, Yeah, and by the way, this is a sidebar, but what the hell is this covering Thomas Jefferson because he had slaves and the thing? If it wasn't for Thomas Jefferson, boys and girls, you wouldn't even have a chance to be able to own your own idea and make progress to have a country that really had capitalism. That's what he wrote about. If you read the Federalist Papers, get an education, understand Latin like Oxford said. Oxford has got a promo out, and it says if you come to our school, you don't want to learn Latin, you don't even belong here. And the thing is that, and that's what Oxford's doing. They have the balls to go out there and say, hey, listen, you know, if you want to play in this sandbox, then get educated. The only thing, we're walking around and say it's all done by a bunch of white superiority old men. You know where those people came from? They came, their heritage came from oppression in Europe, debtor prisons, people who are in professions who the king said, you owe us so much amount of money and so many parcels of food from your land which you do not own. That's why in the common law it's called fee simple, that you own it outright. Well, that's going to change. Because what's going to happen to the tax law is to promote the greater equality of market income and the upper opportunity through taxes. In other words, if you have a better opportunity than the next person to develop the idea, you're going to be taxed for it. Let's play ball and find out what else is going to happen that they're not telling you about your worth as a formation of the death panel, which, by the way, it didn't get repealed on February 1st, 2017. It had to be repealed by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. And that hasn't happened in the history of this country for any kind of progress that could be made. Two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to repeal a situation. Obama knew it. The Democrats knew it. The Republicans knew it. And so they went on the floor of the House. That's why you have, this morning, you've got six Republicans are in division because they think they're so damn important for their district that they're going to help the people for them, but they don't give a damn about the country. They have destroyed the opportunity for a revision of the tax system to have social costs and returns to the tax reform be fair. You know what fair is? If you think it, you should be rewarded for it. That's why President Obama did it. I have never and will never forgive President Obama for doing that. And that was done by Congress. They set it up. It was his first act on a bare desk in the White House on the first week. So the whole process of enhancing the tax policy for ensuring administrative feasibility of tax policy design. In other words, what that little statement means is to enhance the revenue collection and provide tax certainty and deliver high-quality taxpayer services. And the key word is the redefinition of value for tax money. That's the actual wording I gave you that they'll not tell you about. But I'm telling you about it. And the thing is, you think that this is some kind of academic exercise that you can go to the Internet and find out from the congressional record what the hell they said? No, you're not going to get that, because what's going to happen is they redacted it. They redacted it on Friday. And so what I'm telling you on Parker Pathways on RBN, maybe this might be my last show. Maybe the guy that owns the station may be pissed off because I didn't say something right. Well, that's tough. I am at war. And the whole thing comes down. I'm in the position to know stuff. And you think for 1 minute I'm going to hold back from here on out? I've been too nice in determining, because I felt that there was fairness, that there was a process that people would understand what they were talking about and use it and implement it. No, all we're doing is feeding information for people to pile out and sell crap on the television, or crap on the thing that has no chance in the world to work, because it's peed out in the water into the terms of the fact that you're. Why do you think I have a prayer wheel, a 28-day prayer wheel? Because those are real people that the government came in and they shot the dairy cows. They took their farm. They fracked on their people's land. They took over the territories. 80% of this happened in Texas. Why do you think I defended the Oklahoma Indians? You know what? They sold out because they got money into the terms of having casinos and having the other process of these things. The break is coming up, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And this is Public Airwaves of Republic Broadcasting Network, Parker Pathways. Welcome to my program. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Parker Presley. Now, to understand the next principle of tax that is going to be implemented into the world and on the personal tax, the principle, the guiding principle, is that, I'm quoting now the actual wording of Agenda 21 to be implemented in the tax law that they're discussing in Congress. Quote, to change the disparity between the rich and poor within countries and to use the tax policy to help address the gap, unquote. The principle for the mathematics of this is embedding actually the intergenerational and the intergenerational and gender equality in the tax policy design. In other words, having people with different genders, which is why the elites are working overtime to try to change the labels of gender, because it's all based upon the tax tied in to the death penalty. So in other words, to have an intergenerational tax based upon
the what is called the biobank. In other words, the whole process of changing and keeping your tissue and your blood profile as part of a future taxation medium. Now, I'm going to give you an idea. Let's say I've done a lot. I've done a lot of work in clinical trial recommendations for people with glioblastoma. This is where you have proliferating glioblastoma stem cells in the human cell lines of the brain, and it changes. It's a very lethal kind of tumor, but you can catch it in time. You have to have it in the right kind of therapy. You have to stick with chemotherapy or radiotherapy if you want to work, but there are clinical trial systems that are working. And I've come close on clinical trials with that, and the quality of life can be improved for 6 months to a year if you catch it correctly and you use the type of clinical trial systems that I've been involved in. And but let us take an example of what I'm talking about on the taxes. What would happen if you found out that the Zika virus can prolong the lifespan of the taking and targeting the killing of a cancer stem cell for glioblastoma? And what would you do with that? Let's say you're a person, put you in my shoes. These are the kinds of decisions I make. These projects are given to me and think you have Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and you have the University of California San Diego. You have the Cleveland Clinic of the Lena Research Institute. They have figured out that the Zika virus can preferentially target a glioblastoma. Now, what would you do on the tax system? Would you have Senator McCain, who's been diagnosed with glioblastoma, because he's a senator, he has a different tax system? And in terms of the economy of scale, would be the globalization process of having generic equality in the tax design for a different tax for him because of the fact that the research can be for Zika to be used as the virus in the glioblastoma, but according to the new tax system, only the people, let's say that you're a person that's out here that's rioting, and you say that the Zika virus is made up, or you've never realizing that Zika virus from South America causes the microencephaly of the babies while in utero. In utero. So what are you going to do? Are you going to tax the third trimester, which is what the government wants to do, and to the formation and sacrifice the fetus and not progress with the research that might help a glioblastoma and change the tax preparation for that? I gave you a real-world scenario right there. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Now I want to, I have two callers, and I want to apologize to the callers ahead of time. I'm going to have them on air. I have a lot to cover in terms of the exposés on the other end of the tax situation, but I want to make sure that these callers get on air on my program. But understand, I can't spend a lot of time with you. I'm apologizing ahead of time. Bruce from Texas. Thank you very much for being on air.
Yes, Doctor. I'm glad to be talking to you. I've never listened to your show before. Sunday's usually a day I do something else, but today I'm doing some hard work outside. And you get a fascinating point of view. I want to run this by you. Yes, sir. And I want to run this by you and see what you think about it. And you're talking about people who have been pushed into viewing everything as being a racial injustice, and we think when we analyze anything, like you're in the medical field, I was a paramedic, which is granted way down on the line, but you approach problems in a logical and a technical and a systematic way and seek a solution, and same in engineering. But in the realm of politics and human relations, it's all driven by emotions, it seems today. And I believe this comes from the universities intentionally in order to manipulate young people into doing their bidding politically.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir. And I'm wondering, if there's medical malpractice, shouldn't there be educational malpractice?
Well, that would be perfect. One of the aspects of this is that a lot of the fellow who wrote Obama's book, he is the leader of the university professor system. And in other words, in order for you to become a professor at the university, you have to be approved by him. And the way the tenure system is at the university, if you don't have the right political persuasion of whatever that university's position is, why then, of course, you don't get tenure. But it's worse than that. What happens is that if you look at the textbooks and to the formation of how they're taking education pieces away, in other words, it's called the logic impolvo. The impolvo logic is the logic that's used to determine how you have a thought process to be able to understand what you're being told, but to not change the principle. The professor's not teaching the principles that combine with the idea of why the principle was formed. That's why you have definitions like hypothesis. You know, we try something out to see if it's yes or no, true or false. There's the if-then colloquy. In other words, that's the logic system that if this happens, then that happens. No, they're taking the teachers exactly the way you're saying it. What they're doing is taking the emotional base, and the politician of the professor is becoming the examination. And so, and that's only because the top guy who is out there to select the university professors says this is the way you're going to teach. So the socialism and the destruction of capitalism has already happened, and this has to be changed, because you cannot have students who's saying, well, I'm going to riot and destroy property because I don't want to listen to this person. Well, what the hell happened to free speech? What happened to the idea of being able to be educated? I mean, just to be educated. You know, when my reading list when I went to the university was the Little Red Book, for instance, and the development of the philosophy of Homer, and I had to read Shakespeare. The first book that I had to read was Shakespeare. And why Shakespeare? Because it was a developmental system for psychology, for people. It was a developmental of social systems, which are developing as a result of the European Renaissance. And that's what Shakespeare was about. If I hadn't read that, I wouldn't have been able to understand law when I went to law school. I wouldn't have been able to understand medical school when I was teaching anatomy when I was 20 years old. That was my genre. And I couldn't do that today. Bruce, I couldn't do that today. You understand why? You know why I'm saying that.
Continue. I'm following you.
No. So the whole thing is that the template for learning has not been in a template for learning. It's been a template for people saying, well, if you go to school, you're doing this to get a job. No, you're not going to school to learn that to get a job. You should be going to school to learn the knowledge base so that you can find the way to get to the job.
To elevate your intellect and your ability to do the job.
Yeah, right? You got to be able to work it so that you can be creative. Instead, you go to the university system to be indoctrinated in terms of the political system. In other words,
dumbed down.
And then when you get the corporations, when they want to hire you, they don't hire you on face-to-face. They use it on algorithms. It's all mathematics today on your resume. So it's selected by machine, by algorithms and artificial intelligence. If you can be a team player. We weren't developed on this earth to be a team player. We were born in evolution and genetics to become survivalists in terms because we have inherited in genetics, which has been shown every day in terms of medical science, that we know everything to be able to survive. It's a question of being guided. So if you're guided by some political nut who is involved in saying that we want a whole social system where everybody gets a cut of the tax code, which is essentially what I'm exposing today, I will count on it, Bruce. When my show is over today, I get 2,000 to 3,000 emails a show. And a lot of them doesn't come on to the station directly. They shop their listenership to somebody else, and then they email. It makes it so they can't be, you know, hacked or something like that. And I will bet on the rough that I'll get about, maybe 10 to 12 emails from really pissed off professors because you and I are having a sensible conversation.
It's threatening to them. Yeah, but it's a shame. And my daughter is going through the University of Oregon, but fortunately I gave her a sense of intellectual independence before she enrolled. And so she realized...
Now, she's at University of Oregon, you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what curriculum does she take, can you say?
She's going to be a... Forest Ranger, so she's taking a major in that realm. I can't remember exactly what it is. Natural sciences or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good university for that. May I give you a suggestion for your daughter?
Sure.
Did she do? Sure. She takes. Try to take, at the University of Oregon particularly, one class, if she can get it in as an elective, on education. On how to teach people. The University of Oregon has one of the best education departments in the world to teach teachers. And they have a template there that would really help her, particularly if she's involved in the forest and the thing, because forest is going to be part of energy leads, energy and environmental design, which is part of the United Nations program, but we, the hell with them. You know, the idea is that this is going to be to teach people in energy and environmental design is going to be the future for the people that are involved in nature. So I'm giving you a good clue there.
Okay, I'll pass it on to her.
Yeah, pass it on to her. And she can also listen to the show and do other things. Listen, I got to go, Bruce, but you're on track.
Yes, sir.
You're on track. There's no kidding about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely. We have Roxanne from Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello. I believe that planet Earth was taken over 12,000 years ago. I can't see anything different. And then on the taxation, I'm waiting for them to tax my eyelashes. I'll let you get back to your show.
What's that? Eyeglasses?
My eyelashes. I'm waiting for a tax for my eyelashes. I mean, forget it. These people are insane.
Oh, for God's sake. Unbelievable.
I'll let you get to your show.
Thank you. I love it. God almighty, I love it. Listen, thanks, Roxanne, for calling. You know, they had and I'm really deviating here, but the thing is that they had a show in Bedford Hills in New York this past week, and it was by Rolf Lauren, and he had a display of fashions, and but he did it in such a way that it was in his garage, you see. So he had a 1938. Bugatti, and for those of you that are with automobiles, as I am, I'm not into the fancy automobiles. I'm a truck guy. You know, I'm Mad Max. You know, I want everything survivors and Mad Max. You know, bulletproof car. That's where I'm at. But the Bugatti, a T57SC at Atlantic, it's valued at $40 million. Okay. And they had waiters in tuxedos, and they're holding trays of champagne and pigs in a blanket and rows of black leather baquettes, and, you know, on the runway. And this was he's putting his runway show on, see? Now, he's in his garage, and he's got his let's get it really clear. You know, he has 26 cars that are made between 1937 and around 2015, I think. And the 1938 is a $40 million Bugatti. And so he's working his whole thing through, and then the cars of the future, or where we're going, is they're going to be involved in home furnishing type things. In other words, there'll be like 007 cars. This is the future that we're going into. So people would look at that, but he's ahead of his time. You see, what he's doing, he's telling us what the new science fiction world is that we're living now. But you take that runway show, running at $300 million on fashion sales that day. Ralph is in there and doing the thing, but the public would never know that he gives donations to very worthy causes that actually help people. Now, under the new tax system, under the idea of what's called the balance of race and the determination of ethnicity and inequality under the new tax law, he would be considered a hated white man. And I think that's what they're starting to say, you know, today. But the point is, someone had to make the dresses. Someone has to sell the fashion into the term of the thing. Like people will say to me, well, the women are just being selfish and the thing. And when people say that to me, I'm not out in public. I don't, you know, I stay away for out of the public eye for security reasons. You know, Uncle Sam feels that they need me, you know, that type of story. And I keep telling them and screaming. I said, I want to live just a nice life. But most people I talk to, you know, women say that about women. I say, listen, you better pray. You better pray that these women want those clothes. You better pray that they want the form of cosmetics they have. Cosmetics is the second biggest industry in the world. I said, because they're employing people. They're thinking. There's chemistry involved. There's design involved. There's a whole set of world things. The people who design these cars, you think that they're designing a car that can go 300 miles on a freeway is for the freeway? No, it's not. It's for the people who are in the classic car on their own freeway. This is the way the world's going. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, but it takes skill to do these things. There are very few of the people that I know that are in that group show, you know, they all show compassion and for various things. Some don't. I happen to know them, and I won't mention their names. They're big names, and they're an invention for new energy source and space travel and things like that. But, no, they have a different version of life. This world vibrates on innovation. No matter what it is, as long as for the benefit of being able to create something that people can use and feel happy about. It's like the idea that animals, for instance, like elephants, have the ability to do oil paintings and do beautiful work. You know, they can paint just as well in watercolor as some humans can. And think of it that you have people on this earth that want to kill elephants so they can make a buck on their tusks. But they lose. My point is, they lose the knowledge base of that animal species. Well, this is what I see, which has been promoted by the new tax law. It's going to take the knowledge base and kill people that could contribute to the knowledge base of society. People talk a lot. There's an ad here on RBN talking about how the station needs help financially is based on the idea of knowledge. And then, well, I'm a real knowledge engineer. Not that I went out and tried to promote my that was given to me over a period of time. I fell through the cracks of getting that knowledge and working it through. And the whole thing was based upon the idea that people were open, the professors were open, and they were, had open ideas to be able to promote people and say this, find a student that they can give their knowledge to. I can remember an anthropology professor, and I won't name it, he was at the University of California, by the way, in Berkeley when I first started. And he says, I'm going to teach you everything I know. And I wasn't in his department. And if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have known about the forensics of bones, the development of the ithropancasities, human species, the development of the genealogy, and got into genetics. I wouldn't have done that. And if it hadn't been for that. That's not the way the universities are today. That isn't the way it works. So most of the people that, like Ralph, you know, he's a creator and in terms of design, and he understands how cultures can mix. And it's but we're not creating millennials, for instance, who are only interested in openly saying in their algorithms on their job interview, which is automatically done by machine today. And they're only interested in learning the skill and moving on. Well, the problem is that most people in the team system are not ready for that. And society's not ready for that. But the government wants to tax you as if you're ready for that. That's an important statement I'm making. That's what the new tax law is going to be for the world. For the world. There's not going to be a tax for the United States. It's for the world. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens.
Pathway. And very quickly, I'm going to give you the carbon and environmental tax that they really want to do to you. First of all, in the accounting on the carbon tax is to have the tax and accounting treatment of carbon offsets and allowances as part of a permanent part of accounting in everyday transactions, which is absolutely completely out of bounds in the tax in tax law. Have environmental tax analysis, and by the way, the ROI is a return on investment
calculations for sustainability and initiatives to include the tax implication. In other words, they're going to put connect return on investment against the tax implication. Now, that's on the reporting end. Now, on the technology end, what the elites in the United States Congress and the UN want to do, they're all together on this. They act like they're for the public, you know, but that's just a pile of crap. The compliance of the technology is to minimize the cost of compliance imposed by the carbon regimes, but to include the environmental tax at compliance. In other words, to place an environmental tax, which is where you get into virtual tax reality in the death panel. Now, the risk management is going to be audit-ready documentation. In other words, CPA does audit-ready. What they're doing on the documentation is they're working against what's called the offset tax. So, in other words, if you apply for tax relief and you can take an exemption from the environmental tax, which is a good thing, but the idea that you have to have a risk management plan in order to be able to do that, which puts you right back into the United Nations. So the carbon tax regime on that risk analysis is going to be an internal price of carbon. So in other words, let's say that you want to start to build a dam and you want to have the water analysis to be such that you can reuse the water. But the reusable water is going to go for the inequality story. In other words, the idea of having reusable water is totally unsatisfactory for the human body. I've done many shows medically on this, the type of tests you should take, what organs are affected, how the brain is functioning. All of that is going to be part of a different incentive, what's called the incentive for the sustainability strategy for the price of the carbon itself. So in other words, let's say carbon normally is not, believe it or not, is not the main element involved in the sustainability. The sustainability is involved, for instance, in nickel. You have the part of platinum. You have the process of different compounds that are used in the scrubbing techniques. And you can't do any of that unless you have water. So it's going to be the keen action point is to be able to do carbon pricing to be introduced so that it includes the water. And they're going to put the household water in that equation. Now, if you think for 1 minute that this is just a nice little thing you're going to get a tax bill that's just increased, well, that's going to be it. You're very wrong. You're very wrong. Because what's going to happen here is going to be a process by which you are going to be assimilated into what you read, you do, and you promulgate in terms of how you do the sustainability and what you drink and what you eat. I want to thank everyone that's listening today. I want to thank the station. They have their pledge drive. You call and punch that donate button on the homepage of RBN, and you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3, during the week, or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I couldn't do it without you and the listeners. God bless America, and we'll see you 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America for Republic Broadcasting Network, Parker Pathways. And all that you have in the time
of your life. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the report.